This one is personal. It's really all about you.
Although I suspect at first it doesn't really resonate with you. Unless I miss my guess, most of you, maybe all of you, believe in hard work, self-discipline, making the effort, self-denial, getting ahead, achieving, succeeding, becoming number one, working to the top, trying to become the greatest. Now, if that is your self-image, and I believe that's a good one, I suspect the gospel message today may not resonate with you. A message of servitude. Be a servant. It's almost as if Jesus is saying, don't succeed. Don't try. Don't try to achieve. Don't try to be number one. Don't try to be the greatest. But that's not what he's saying. Christ wants you to be number one. He wants you to do your best. He wants you to succeed, to achieve, to work hard, to be the best you can at what you do. But Christ is not talking today about what you do. He's talking about who you are. CEO or shepherd, that's what you do. Your attitude is who you are. CEO or shepherd is very unimportant. It doesn't matter what your position is. In life, you have one of two attitudes. You either have an attitude of service to others, or you have an attitude of self-service. Let me share a story with you, personal anecdote. There were two people walking in a neighborhood with a group of their friends. This was a group of friends who enjoyed walking together, and from time to time they traveled to different places and took short day hikes because they liked doing that. They were planning on doing it the following month. Outside of Atlanta, Georgia, as many of you may know, there's a place called Amicalola Falls State Park, which is the beginning of the Appalachian Trail. And this is where the group were going to go to. Now, they were not mountain hikers. They were just people who liked to walk, and they take short day hikes when they went up there. So these two people were walking together. One of them had been a member of this little group for quite a while and had been on this hiking trip many times. The other was a gentleman who had just moved into the neighborhood and had never been on the trip with them but was planning on going the following month. And they were talking about it. And she said to him, so you're coming with us next month? And he said, yeah. And she said, may I give you some suggestions and some advice? He said, certainly. And so she said, when you're walking on the trail, there's lots of rocks and roots. So it's helpful if you frequently look down so you don't stumble and hurt yourself. And he said, thank you. And she said, and another thing, as we're walking, if you see a beautiful mountain vista, it's better if you stop to look at it. Because if you're still walking and you look at it, once again, you could stumble and hurt yourself. And he thanked her again. The following month, that's the end of that conversation, the following month they went on their trip. And the first night there, when they're all settling in at the lodge, they're sitting around the porch talking to one another. And it came out in conversation that the gentleman to whom she had given advice was an experienced mountain hiker. He was a member of the Appalachian Trail Association. He had even helped lay out parts of the Appalachian Trail. And when she discovered this, she was embarrassed. Oh my goodness, here I am a novice and I'm giving you advice. And he said, no, no, it was good advice. And that's why I listened to it. And I thank you for it. Now, what was going on here, in my view, was this. The woman, in an attitude of service to him, offered him what she thought was good advice, helpfulness. The gentleman, in what I view was service to her, with humility and patience, he listened to her advice. She, to be helpful, gave him advice. He, in accepting her advice, gave her respect. That's what Christ is talking about, an attitude of service to one another. It has nothing to do with becoming a servant. In the first reading today, the vicious, the wicked, are depicted as people full of themselves. In the letter from St. James, he talks about the opposite of service to others. He talks about self-service. He asks the question, where does all the dissension come from? Where do all the arguments come from? The difficulties in family relationships? Where do the wars come from? Where does the hatred come from? And he says it comes from within. When you are controlling, grasping, full of yourself, your way is the right way. Everybody else's way is the wrong way. Your opinion is the only opinion. You have to be heard. We'll do it my way or not at all. That's where all the contention comes from. An attitude of service to self. You know, someday, if you are successful enough, you might be wealthy enough to be able to afford to buy the largest gravestone in existence to be placed upon your grave. And even if you do that, you will not own it. Because the only thing in life that you truly can own is love of God and love of others. Do you remember this? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not pompous. Love is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interest. Love is not quick-tempered. Love does not brood over injury. Love does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. You know, last week's gospel raised a reflective question about your image of Jesus. And you'll recall the question was, who do you say I am? This week's readings raises a reflective question about your self-image. And the question is identical. Who do you say you are?